Welcome to Bruderhof Radio, a bi-monthly program broadening the bounds of discourse on progressive thought and action. I'm your host, Andrew Zimmerman. November 30, 1999, the day the American conscience reawakened. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Seattle, Washington, to oppose the World Trade Organization, that emblem of neoliberal capitalism that tramples human rights, environmental concerns, and national sovereignty in the mad pursuit of profit. Environmental activists joined hands and shared stages with organized labor in an unlikely coalition that neither side had previously thought possible. Young organizers from across the states led the charge alongside representatives from the global South. The message to global capitalism was clear. We will not stand for your secretive politicking or destructive practices. And so powerful was this unity of purpose that the state responded with excessively harsh force. Suddenly scared by the mass mobilization, the police of Seattle came down indiscriminately on protesters of all stripes and bystanders alike. They used tear gas, truncheons, and rubber bullets on those they'd pledged to serve and protect. As these images of police brutality filled newspaper pages and television screens, millions of Americans saw for the first time the lengths to which big business will go to protect its interests. Today on Bruderhof Radio, in a special co-production with the Seattle Independent Media Center, we present a look back at Tuesday, November 30, 1999, using sounds recorded on the streets of Seattle.
You know, I'll close with this. My old Aunt Eula used to farm up in northeast Texas. She said something to me years ago. She said, "Jim, the water won't ever clear up till you get the hogs out of the creek." Right there's our problem, isn't it? The hogs are in the creek. You know, you don't get a hog out of the creek by saying, "Here, hog, here, hog." You get the hog out of the creek by putting your shoulders to it and shoving it out of the creek. Let's join together and do that. Thank you very much. Seattle.
Corporate globalization is basically a system by which the economies of local communities and national systems are handed over to global corporations through the coercive rules of the World Bank, IMF, and the World Trade Organization, and basically then becomes ruled by the corporations, for the corporations, of the corporations, selling us junk, forcing on us food we don't want to eat, creating structures of the economy we do not want to participate in, and denying us the freedom to shape our economies. In my view, corporate rule is dictatorship, and the denial of shaping your economy is an end of democracy. And therefore, we need new democratic movements to create economic democracy.
Gaining the street and blocking traffic and confronting the police, and that was nothing compared to what I felt like that the WTO and all these other supporting organizations were doing around the world. What was my action in locking hands and sitting in the street doing versus someone, you know, blazing down 1 million acres, you know what I'm saying? Or creating situations where indigenous populations no longer have the right to their own lands, where now they're living in shanty towns, working in sweatshops. You know, that was nothing to what I was doing, you know, comparatively speaking. I think for 500 years that this our economic system has been on a direct path of action to eliminate us as quickly as possible, save the working force, you know what I'm saying? Save just enough to exploit. So I'm not even having that argument about why such an extreme tactic. To me, it was, how could I do anything less extreme at that particular point? I think that, you know, putting my body and the bodies of my comrades on the line is the least that we can do in order to stop the gears and the machinery that's out there destroying the world. So it escalated to that point where we really had no choice. We didn't create this situation. We were created by the situation, you know?
I'm the WTO Action Coordinator for Global Exchange. Global Exchange has an ongoing campaign against Old Navy, The Gap,
and Banana Republic, they're all owned by Gap Inc. And they have, and also an ongoing campaign against the WTO, the World Trade Organization. The WTO and Gap Inc. have a very intimate relationship. Donald Fisher, the founder and current chairman of Gap Inc.'s board, sat on the advisory committee that formed both NAFTA and GATT and formed WTO at the Uruguay round. He was instrumental in writing the textile trading rules for WTO. And at the same time, Gap Inc. is one of the greatest profiteers of sweatshop labor in this country. This shows a very clear connection to how corporate interests are writing the rules of the global economy. And they're writing them to put corporate profits above people's lives, above human rights, above workers' rights, and above protecting the environment.
Situation that we have right now. As that unfolds, we do have a big demonstration planned. You can see the rally has begun. In fact, it has been going on now for more than an hour at Memorial Stadium at Seattle Center. These people, primarily members of labor unions and environmental groups, they will also be joined, though, by many fringe groups in a massive march downtown.
For all the workers, those who are protectionists, those employers who deny workers' rights and oppose any link to WTO, they are protectionists. We, the workers in Italy, in Europe, have gained a lot of rights, but those rights are endangered by the absence of fair labor rights.
They have said to us in countries like mine, Barbados, if you want jobs, you have to forget trade union rights. If you want jobs, you have to forget labor laws. If you want jobs, you have to forget decent wages. We have said to hell with you. Fruits of their labor, and this is why we congratulate you, we join you, and we want to fight with you to say no to the behavior of the WTO. Brothers and sisters, keep the struggle going. Make sure that the leaders of the governments around the world will never forget this day.
If you're interested in joining the 50,000 person labor march, it has left the Seattle Center and is now coming southbound on 4th Avenue. If you would like to join the march, you will need to go down to 2nd Avenue, go north to Olive, and join the march at 4th and Olive. The march will not be coming down here.
And we're coming here with a strong voice against the WTO process, that this WTO process does not respect the indigenous peoples, our issues. There has not been a forum. There has not been any consultation with our tribal leaders here in America. And it's ironic that when the democracy that was developed by this country was taken from the Six Nations people, the Six Nations people gave the principles of democracy to this country. So it's ironic that in this whole process that there hasn't been true participation of the indigenous peoples of this country, let alone any other country. So what we're asking is that there needs to be participation of indigenous people so that we have a voice on these issues related to protection of our natural resources, policies that are concerning the patenting of life forms, patenting of our human genome. These are critical issues, protection of our traditional seeds. We are against corporations owning our bodies. We're against corporations owning our traditional knowledge, our traditional seeds. A lot of our information built this world and built their economy. So we're just asking that we be participants in this whole effort.
Together, and the police came forward and started hitting us with batons. No. And then they pulled our heads back and poured spray into our eyes and our faces. And they kept hitting us. I got hit in the head and in the back about 5 times, and I got both eyes sprayed.
What were you doing?
We were protesting the World Trade Organization.
Protest groups spoke out on what they're calling police brutality, the use of gas and rubber bullets. But the police department defends its methods as the only way to prevent an already chaotic situation from getting any worse.
I know better. But I also know, and I've had that reinforced all morning from citizens stopping me on the streets to give me a thumbs up or to say how much they appreciated the professionalism, the restraint, the competence of the police response in Seattle, that most people feel the way I do. Our police officers responded very, very effectively. We too share in the anguish and the pain to see windows boarded up at dozens of businesses to see.
The city actually, by using military assault on nonviolent protesters, managed to unify people to a degree that they hadn't been before. There were a lot of, basically almost every sector of civil society had organized some level of resistance, whether it was teach-ins or lobbying or public education events or marches or direct actions. And so there was not animosity between, but everybody was sort of on their own tracks, organizing their own constituency into their own events. And I think when people saw both the military assault on nonviolent civilians and also tens of thousands of people standing up to that, that caught people's imagination and brought us together in the streets. And so and that created a unity of people actually reclaiming and holding downtown Seattle together that there had not been before.
Back us up! Back us up! Come in! Come in! Hold the line! Come in! Sit down! Sit down! Hold the line! Sit down!
At 10 o'clock, the police escalated things, and we understand later that there were requests from the Clinton administration or higher-ups that they had better clear it up because we had shut them down. They weren't able to have their opening ceremonies. The majority of the delegates, including Charlene Barchefsky, the U.S. Trade Representative, were not even able to get to the site, so we had effectively shut them down.
If you want to leave the hotel, it's your liability and your safety. It's a risk. You can leave. You'll need to follow me. We're only going to have the hotel open, the stairwell open, for approximately 5 to 10 minutes. So if you want to go, now is the time.
Okay.
You'll be able to go down to the street on University Street. It's approximately a quarter of a block away from... Actually, no, you'll be exiting on 6th Avenue. Now, if you've seen from the news, there are protesters at the end of 6th Avenue on each of our blocks, so you'd be let out right in the middle of the protest. I recommend you stay here if you can.
Yes, yes.
The opening session is... My understanding is the opening session is still postponed. I called and asked for an immediate update as to when the opening session will begin. It is postponed. I was told to tell my delegation to relax. And they will get it, they will figure it out and communicate with us when the streets are safe and when you can safely get to the Paramount Theater. That's what I was told 15 minutes ago. And they said they would communicate with us as soon as the situation changed.
Will they let you know when they're going to start the ceremony?
That's what I was told. On the phone.
You'll tell us?
Yes. They said to relax, put your feet up, go to your hotel room, relax, have lunch, until the situation is safer out there.
I would stay
here. You cannot get to the Paramount. You cannot get to the Paramount.
But can we get to other hotels?
Can we go to the other?
Can we get to the Sheraton?
There are protests between...
City Hall. Both Mayor Paul Schell and Police Chief Norm Stamper talked to reporters, telling them that it was the actions of the protesters, the demonstrators, that led them to take the actions they did. And the chief told us that he was surprised by the elaborateness of the plans to try and disrupt not only the WTO, but the city.
Because of the, we now believe, calculated strategy to create major, active, noisy, and threatening demonstrations at least half a dozen different locations simultaneously meant that if we moved officers to make arrests in one area, we would basically abandon another area.
Many, I should say, wondering tonight, what's next? Hear their disturbing threats. Coming up on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
The eyes of the world are on Seattle as members of the World Trade Organization descend on the city. But they're not the only ones planning to attend.
This is a group that has way too much power.
Stay with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News as thousands of protesters push businesses, commuters, and police to their limits. Get the latest information on road closures, air travel problems, and how these events could affect our own economy for years to come. Cairo 7 Eyewitness News for all the latest WTO developments with complete Northwest news coverage.
At 5:15, Seattle's mayor and the governor declare a civil emergency, calling for a curfew in downtown Seattle.
Be firm in your message, but be gentle with my city.
And the way they characterize youth really hurts, that white youth are anarchists, black youth are gang members. I actually recorded that they, when they saw black youth in the streets during WTO, they called them gang members, but the white youth were called anarchists. You see, that's offensive. Why are you trying to demonize youth? Because youth were getting arrested, youth were getting their butts kicked out in the forefront. They took a lot of those blows and rubber bullets. And I don't want people to forget that the youth were doing a large part too, and that they played a positive role. They weren't hurting people. And so it really goes to show you what happens. It, to me, it was a perfect example as to why we need to fight. Because this city got up in arms about them breaking Starbucks' window. You know what I mean? They didn't go out and hurt somebody, but, you know, it's like everyone, because of the property, downtown Christmas shopping, was up in arms. And to me, that exemplifies that we're fighting against capitalism. And they'll go to any lengths. They will beat us and kill us to protect capitalism. That's what this showed. I think that all the history behind this, I think when we look back on this, there's going to be a lot of lessons about this and a lot of reinforcements of why we have to keep fighting. Because that the way they treated people in the city is appalling, but not surprising to me.
The police gassed us for no reason, and the media is telling the world that this is a way to control people. Or they say that we are people who do not know what we are protesting or what we are talking about. The media all over the world is not buying that story. This is the U.S. corporate media. I heard from a friend in India who said the headlines in all the mainstream newspapers in India were celebrating the close down of WTO meetings yesterday. And across class lines, across party lines, it is being celebrated in India. Later on, I see on the television saying that the police have used this to control people. People did not need to be controlled. We were marching peacefully. They have failed to represent and inform the readers of what is going on in the streets. And yes, some vandalism has occurred, but it's very little compared to the number of people who are out there asking for peace. And we need to be very proud of our young people for the kind of restraint, for the kind of belief in nonviolence and peace they have demonstrated. Citizens of this country, and here I speak as somebody from India, citizens of this country need to be very proud, because they should know there's a great future ahead in this future generation of ours.
In the trade union movement, and the action groups like have joined us here today. When we work together, the action groups, when we take the human rights activists, when we take the environmental activists, when we take the civic groups, when we take our community coalitions, and we ally this with the labor movement, there's no force in the United States that can turn us back. WTO 2 years ago. They didn't even know what the hell it is. Today, everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about it.
And I think the message of Seattle, and also now the message from Washington around the World Bank and IMF issues, is suddenly the world is hearing a different voice and saying the young people of this country do not want to participate in this.
they are rejecting that system of privilege creation and saying, we want a different world based on justice. We want a different world based on equality. We want a different world that uses the scarce resources of this earth with respect and sustainability. And the beautiful, to me, the most touching part of what is happening right now is the young people of America have voted against American imperialism, American consumerism, which is what globalization is all about.
The preceding look back at the WTO protests of November 30, 1999, was a special co-production of Bruderhof Radio and the Seattle Independent Media Center. This program was produced by Brad Zephyrin at Seattle Indie Media with support from Jeff Perlstein and by Andrew Zimmerman at Bruderhof Radio. Special thanks to Studio X, MicroRadio.net, and the 500-plus volunteers that made the debut of the Seattle Independent Media Center such a success. All of the sounds heard on this program were recorded by independent journalists and community members. The Seattle Independent Media Center is part of an international collective of independent media organizations and journalists called Indie Media, offering grassroots, non-corporate coverage of local and global issues. Indie Media is a democratic and participatory citizens' media outlet for the creation of radical and accurate news and information. Visit their up-to-the-minute newswire and extensive archives on the web at www.indiemedia.org. To order a copy of this program, call Bruderhof Radio at 800-778-8461. That's 800-778-8461. To order other Indie Media documentaries, please call 206-262-0721. Again, that's 206-262-0721. Bruderhof Radio is a production of the Bruderhof Communities, a Christian movement dedicated to nonviolence, communal living, and justice. Members pool their time and talents and share all goods and property in common. For more information about the Bruderhof Communities and Bruderhof Radio, call 800-778-8461. Again, that's 800-778-8461, or visit us on the web at www.freespeech.org/Bruderhof.